end of day one, I think it is. I'm not sure. Is it day one or day two? It's all a blur. Day two, because it officially started yesterday.
Well, and we didn't actually have, you know, any exciting, you know, educational content yesterday, but, you know, it was good. Anyway, hello, I'm Emma. I'm from the National Maritime Museum, and it's my second AMA conference. It's very exciting to be at the Royal Armouries. Haven't been here since I was a kid. What do you think of it, Christian?
I really quite like the setting, for sure, definitely. I've never been to an AMA, so I've got no comparison. How would you compare it to last year?
Well, I didn't go last year, but like I said, I went in 2008, which was at Sage and Gateshead. Beautiful venue, but I've been very impressed with the armories. The setup's been quite good. Slightly disappointed on the lack of water. You know, we've had a lot of sunshine here in Leeds, unsurprisingly, but, you know. And I've been a bit thirsty. But generally speaking, the programme's been quite good, you know.
Forecast rain, though. So what are you talking about?
Well, it tipped it down yesterday, and I think we had enough yesterday. We had thunder and lightning. But I'm guaranteed more thunder and lightning tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
What do you think about the content, the speakers?
Hit and miss. Obviously, personal opinion, not the opinion of the museum at all. But yeah, some really inspiring stuff from the Brickland Museum. Bit disappointed with Red Bull, to be honest. I think they really need to understand their audience, as a lot of the people were tweeting about.
Interesting. You are, in particular, though, a difficult person to police because you are at the top end of the knowledge base here. You are already doing an incredible amount of this, so I can understand where you're coming from.
I've just been criticised, and I think, you know, what's the word? You've just been very nice to you. You've just pandered to me and criticised me in the same sentence. That's really impressive, so thank you for that.
But you know what I'm saying? I was worried because I did a talk here, and luckily I managed to get around a few people that have seen me before and says, for God's sake, do not come and watch me talk if you've seen me before. Not that I haven't changed stuff, because I've got a lot of, you know, recent stuff that I talk about, but yeah. I was a little bit concerned about the knowledge base here, because people are getting so incredibly switched on. So it's difficult. You're a difficult person to please.
Well,
you would be.
You
didn't come to my talk, though, so that's
good.
Oh, did?
I was in your talk. I was one of the hits.
Was I one of the hits or the miss?
I was the four square person.
Of course you were. Yes.
There you go. See, just doesn't have a face for real life people.
So go on, be honest. Was I a hit or a miss? Because you know all this stuff.
Well, you were a definite hit. You got lots of tweets going on. It was very interesting. I enjoyed it. What I liked about it, the fact that you were telling a story, as we keep talking about in reference to marketing, but you're really telling a story rather than kind of going, here are my top 10 tips, which I think is what senior managers are always looking for from these conferences. But myself, I actually want to be taken on a journey. That's what inspires me, like when I went to Shift Happens recently, which we were both at.
Yes.
It was actually the more artistic based people that inspired me rather than the sort of managerial people.
Maybe that's what you need, that's what you plug into, the more holistic thinkers,
well,
the more creative minds.
I used to be a creative myself, you see, so maybe frustrated. Oh yeah, yeah, you know, couldn't get work, you know, didn't want to live off beans on toast the rest of my life, so I'm just jealous, you see.
And well, creatives are poor, there's a generalisation.
Okay, well 90%,
right.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I had very little opinion at all, not being a customer of Red Bull, yet then afterwards, I actually had a lot of admiration for some of the bigger projects. A little bit disappointed that they started with a video, which people who go to these kind of conferences have seen probably 25 times now.
Yes.
And it's very American and probably needs to be Britishized a bit. But personally, I think Red Bull came out of that better than my previous preconception, because I didn't have any. Does that make sense? I remember Red Bull very fondly in Thailand.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the original Red Bull was laced with amphetamines or something, because it was way, way more noticeable. I really did grow wings.
Well, see, I wanted to tweet this. I believe Red Bull's still banned in France.
And it's that Turin. That's
cafe,
Turin,
it's
though.
The Turin. Yeah, I think so. But anyway, you know,
it doesn't contain the bulls, of bulls,
no,
does it?
No, I don't believe so. No. Just you know, tourist juice. That's whatever
yeah,
it is.
But I don't know. Maybe because I ride motorbikes and there was an awful lot of motorbikes flying across the screen. I was like, jaw open, going, these guys are mental.
You see, so, I thought it was really interesting. I just think she needed to phrase it a little bit differently, because there was a lot about, you know, we cross over in the sort of, you know, high, you know, impact sports, extreme sports, and all that sort of stuff, because that relates with our branding and our audience. Okay, so what she didn't do, and she should have done, I think, is say, so you guys don't have shed loads of cash to go out and sponsor these events, but look at it from a different perspective. Go and partner up with these things. Don't throw money at them. Find ways of putting your brand and your message on similar things that relate to your audiences. She just didn't kind of go, so this is how it relates to you.
Definitely. Play more on the enabling, because there was some serious enabling going on there. Great, we're giving some awesome audio feedback, or at least I should say you are. I'm being slightly less critical. What are you looking forward to, tonight or tomorrow?
Well, very much looking forward to tonight. Always nice to network with some colleagues.
Loads of social locations,
Lots
it seems.
Social locations. I was at the Oracle yesterday, actually, for London Calling's little sort of soiree that they have for
Missed
everything.
That.
Very nice. It was very nice. You
What's the Oracle like?
It's a bit swanky. It's quite swanky with their little moe bar. It's very nice outside. They've got huge canopies, and then they've got like actual proper cushions.
Canapes?
Canapes. There were no canapes.
You nearly sold it to me then.
Yeah. Well, there might be canapes tonight.
Edible canapes would be even better. I'm that hungry.
We'll see what we can do. And it's very strange as well because it's curved and there's glass that sort of looks out over the river. But they've really done that kind of bringing the outdoors inside. And the first sort of meter or so on the inside of the curved glass is that kind of funny textured sort of gravelly stuff that you get sort of, you know, in patios and things like that. So it's a bit weird. It's like, am I inside or outside? Yeah. I'm not quite sure, but it's very exciting. Very exciting.
Random. I'm sure it'll all be not as any clearer later on after
a
few drinks.
And the bar staff are very friendly as well.
That's all you need, friendly bar staff. There you go. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes. I can't remember what's on the programme. Handily, I have it here. So, unfortunately, one little note to the AMA, when you have a look at the conference programme, could you just put a note in who is which keynote?
That I would think be really this helpful. May have been printed before confirmation, so that kind of makes sense.
But I see. Well, let's see whose seminars I'm going to. I'm going to go see Nikki Webb, who's at Artichoke, talking about enhancing your word of mouth and viral marketing. Mm-hmm. So that sounds quite interesting. Wouldn't have expected Artichoke to talk about something like that, actually.
Especially with viral marketing. Being so ethereal almost.
Yeah, and I always get the sense, I mean, viral marketing to me seems like a very digital term.
Old term.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I got the impression that their viral marketing is a lot more offline, sort of. It's more about relationships and word of mouth rather than actually using digital channels to do that. But I could be wrong, so looking forward to
that. You may be surprised tomorrow. They may just be using, well, I was told what to call my presentation, so it may be that the title to a certain extent has been dished out because a certain language is understood and that might be older words from years gone by.
Could be, yeah. No, I have heard, you know, AMA, I love you dearly, but I've heard that they do like to dictate about the content, so, you know.
Oh, no! Do you know what? I didn't even show my presentation.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's good. That's a step forward.
I probably would have liked to actually manage it. I do tend to do stuff last minute. Not like Bill Thompson. I've seen who literally is editing his presentation as he's walking up to give it, which is just too rock and roll for me.
Well, you know, it's really like spur of the moment, but the great thing about it is, you know, at least it's going to be relevant, as long as been sitting there listening to everything else, because there's nothing worse, which happened at Shift Happens, when we had someone from 4AP sitting there talk about Such Tweet Sorrow and what a great success it was, and then we had Lynn Gardner come in and go, yeah, that Such Tweet Sorrow stuff, what a load of bollocks that was. So
it's also nice for certain speakers to sit in on other people's speakers.
It was slightly toe-curling. I know Lynn Gardner's a very busy woman, and she has her opinions, and very educated opinions, but it was slightly embarrassing, I have to say.
I completely missed that. I must have been in the bar. Speaking of which.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you very much.
No problem. It's been a